chance to tell you how I feel about disrespect from the likes of you. His eyes jerk up and go wide for a moment before narrowing to slits. I keep my gaze focused on him, but I can feel everyone around us leaning in, ears perked for whatever comes next. It's time you get to see just what someone worthy is capable of. I wait for him to refuse, prepare to force him into the challenge if I have to. But before either of us can do anything, Artelia steps into the training circle.
I am ready for the challenge.
I ignore her because she's not the one I have to fight for our plan to work.
I thank you, Artelia. But if our queen is ready to prove her worthiness to us, then by all means, let her prove it to me.
The dismissiveness takes my annoyance into hyperdrive. Who does this guy think he is? I've never done anything to him. I've shown up every day for training and given it my all. I mean, unless he knows I'm here to take the ring, he has no reason to dislike me. Chastain already has his broadsword ready with rage in his eyes. I can tell this is going to hurt like hell, but I don't care. I'm finally getting my chance to fight him, and no matter what happens, I'm getting in some licks. I start to turn to get a sword, but experience in this court has taught me never to turn your back on your enemy. Luckily, Hudson grabs a sword and fades it out to me. Thanks. He's already gone, a trail of smoke in his wake. I turn and raise my sword, just in time to block a powerful overhead blow from Chastain. I pull my sword back, prepared to attack, and he comes at me again. The blow nearly brings me to my knees. Somehow, I manage to stand upright, which I count as a win, considering I just got hammered with a freaking broadsword. Rolling over on legs that suddenly feel like gelatin, I manage to get my sword around and slam it against the backs of his knees. He stumbles, but doesn't fall, and then he's coming at me with his sword raised to deliver a powerful blow. I duck and spin in the other direction, and the blow meant to take my head off swings right by. Normally, I'd jump back, move away from his sword, and make him come to me. But I don't need to actually fight him. I just need to get close enough to touch him. But Chastain is a cagey opponent, and he swings around, cutting up with the sword end. As I dive out of the way, he ends up taking off about 2 inches of my hair on the right side, which was so not part of the plan. He's playing with me. We all know it. This man has spent his entire life training with a sword. I'm no match for him. He could have ended this already if he wanted. He just prefers to humiliate me a bit at a time. As I roll by him, forcing him to turn around instead of jump out of the way, I reach out a hand and brush it against his leg. At the same time, I brush against the edge of the green string deep inside me. It's a long shot, I know, trying to freeze someone who's already frozen in time, and I keep rolling, just in case it doesn't work. But when I moved past him and jumped to my feet, I realize it worked. He's solid stone, one leg braced in front of the other, sword on the upswing, face tight in concentration. The ring distinctly not stone on his hand. My heart is pounding in my chest as I realize it worked, that we can take the ring and get out of the court. I dash toward Chastain. I stop and whirl around. My stomach sinks as I underestimated what the other gargoyles would do if I froze their leader. They're all rushing toward me. And I have to say, 1,000 soldiers bum-rushing the field to get to you is heart-poundingly frightening. As quickly as I can, I brush against the green string and touch Chastain at the same time. He finishes his swing as he unfreezes, but then realizes I'm no longer where I was standing. He spins around, eyes wide, searching me out.
How did you do that?
A quick glance to the left shows me the other gargoyles are retreating back out of the circle. I told you I had other gifts. You never asked what they were.
I'm asking now. You can freeze people.
I can do a lot of things.
Then let's fight and see who can win this challenge.
He's furious that I got the best of him. Furious that some girl he doesn't respect could stop a fight with him in the blink of an eye. But when he lifts his sword in the air and charges at me, I freak out a little bit. Because I thought this would be over by now. I was sure that if I froze him, I'd have plenty of time to take the ring. He begins a complicated flip-spin maneuver. I don't even try to dodge him. I turn to solid stone, absorb the massive sword strike, and then shift again, reaching out to grab his wrist and brush against my demigod string. He freezes. I reach for his hand, and the entire army pounds across the field toward me again. Even if I get the